Hello there. This is the family doctor.
Wait, and don't keep fussing around me all the time. How can I get your nuts ready if you keep meddling with me?
But we want to get going, Mom.
No, let me see. I guess everything's ready. Will you boys promise me not to go near the lake? It's too early to go in swimming, and I haven't any money for you to waste on Griff Miller's boat.
Oh, gee, Mom. I've got 2 bits. Can't let us have 2 bits more so as we can take a ride in a boat?
2 bits? No, Billy, you keep your 25 cents. You'd be glad you saved it when you want to go to a movie next week.
Oh, okay. Come on, Jimmy.
Edna?
Oh, yes, Len.
Have the boys gone yet?
No, they're still here.
Oh. Now, boys, while you twins are away on your hike today, I want you to remember that you are brothers. I don't want to hear any disagreements. Is that understood?
Sure, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Have a good time, boys, but stay away from the lake unless Mr. Miller's right there.
Yeah, we will. Long, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.
Nearly
knocked Dr. Adams
down. Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Maynard. I'm not critically injured.
Well, sorry, Doctor.
That's all right. Don't worry about it, boys. You looked as though you were in somewhat of a hurry.
Yeah, Dr. Adams. We're going on a hike.
Oh, well, that's fine. Where are you going?
Up to Miller's Lake.
Jimmy.
Up by Miller's Lake.
I see. Well, have a good time.
Okay.
Bye.
Getting them out worse.
Hello, Griff.
Huh? Who's that?
Billy and Jimmy Maynard.
Oh, howdy, boys. What you doing up here?
Oh, we've just come up on a hike. What are you doing, Griff?
Oh, caulking this number 5 jackbottom again. That seems to stop a leaking. There. There, now we'll try it.
We'll help you, Griff. Come on, Jimmy.
All right.
Grab over there.
All right. There. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it looks hunky-dory to me. Well, we see the door is at the flat bottom.
Griff, would you like my brother and me to try her out for you?
Oh, no. I'll take a roll around the other side of the lake before long.
We wouldn't go far, Griff.
Sure. You want to take a ride, huh?
Sure.
Got a letter from your ma or your pa?
Letter?
Yeah. Got to have a letter before I let any of you others take a boat out from now on.
Well, no, we haven't got a letter.
Well, you bring the letter now and let you go out.
Okay. Come on, Billy. Let's get going.
Yeah. Come on.
Where are you going?
Oh, just up the hill a ways, I guess. We've never been past the lake before. We're kind of going exploring.
Oh, well, all right, boys. Stop in on your way down. Give you some liquid juice to talk.
Gee, thanks, Griff.
Yeah. Okay, Griff. So long.
How far do you think it is to the top of the hill, Billy?
I don't know. About 50 miles, maybe.
Should we try to make it to the top there before we eat?
Well, all right, we can try it. Come on. Hey, Jimmy, let's stop for a while, huh?
What's the matter? You getting chicken?
Who's chicken? Listen to you. You're puffing like an old freight train yourself.
Well, okay. If you want a rest, I'll stop with you.
Hey, Jimmy, look over there.
Yeah, what?
Do you see something that looks like a cave?
Huh? A cave? Well, let me see. Oh, yeah. Kind of a hole in the side of the hill.
Well, what do you say we explore it, huh?
Yeah, let's. Come on. Gee, I wonder what's in there. Maybe a bear or something, huh?
No, there ain't any bears up here. Only jackrabbits.
Wonder why we've never heard of this cave before, Billy.
I don't know. Maybe we're the first to ever see it. Wouldn't that be something?
Golly, yeah.
Well, here we are. Should we go in?
Well, okay. You ain't scared, are you, Billy?
Me? Nah. Go on, you go first.
Gee, it's getting kind of dark, ain't it?
Uh-huh. Can you see anything yet?
No, not yet. Oh, ah! Jimmy! Jimmy, what's happened? Where are you? Jimmy, Jimmy!
Billy!
Oh, Jimmy! Are you hurt? Are you all right?
My leg's kind of hurt. And it's wet down here. I don't know, a big hole, Billy. Are you coming closer?
Oh, gee. Listen, Jimmy. I'll run down to Drift Miller's as fast as I can. Will you be all right?
Yeah. I'll be all right. Only kind of hurry, won't you?
You're darn right I'll hurry. I'll be right back, Jimmy.
Strangest thing I've ever heard of, Mr. Tupper.
Oh, no, Dr. Adams, not so strange. I run into the same sort of thing quite often. Now, do you suppose we can get the old man to come to terms?
Drift Miller? Oh, I'm sure you can. Yes. Pardon me, Mr. Tupper. Someone's just come into the reception room.
Certainly.
Well, hello, Grim.
Well, we were just talking about you.
Oh, you were? Excuse me. I didn't know you were busy, Doc. I just come down to the lake to find out how the little Maynard boy's getting along.
Oh, he'll be all right, Grim. Just a sprained ankle and a few bruises. Oh. Nothing serious at all.
My golly, I'm glad of that. Just to think, Doc, he might have been killed right in my property.
Well, don't you worry any longer, Griff Miller. Come into the office. I want you to meet someone here.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Mr. Sutton, shake hands with Griff Miller.
How do you do?
Yeah, Mr. Miller, it's a pleasure to meet a wealthy man.
Wealthy man? Oh, yeah, I get it. No, another one of Doc Adams' jokes.
On the contrary, Mr. Miller, I'm not joking at all. I'm very serious.
Maybe I'd better explain to Griff, Mr. Sutton.
Go right ahead, Doctor.
Griff, after Jimmy Maynard fell down that hole in the cave up there on your hill, I started wondering what that hole was.
Oh, yep. I've been sort of speculating myself.
And I called Mr. Sutton over from Dunlap. He's the head of the Yellow Jacket Mine Company there, Griff.
The Yellow Jacket Mine? Oh, yes, I see.
That hole in that cave, Griff, is a mine shack.
Mine shack?
Yes. That's a gold mine, Griff, with a very rich grain of gold ore running in two directions from the bottom of the shack. You are a rich man. Congratulations.
And mine too, Mr. Miller.
Mine shack? Gold? Oh, by golly, it. See, I do recollect my grandpappy taught him out about some gold mine, but I never give it a thought. Rich. Griff Miller rich.
And Mr. Sutton wants to make a deal with you, Griff.
Deal?
Yes. $5,000 cash, advance royalties, and 10% royalties on everything over that.
Five. Can I sit down and spell that?
Sure, Griff. Unless you'd like to go over to the bank and sign the papers right away. Mr. Sutton has to get back to Dunlap.
Sign the paper. Oh, yes, that's it. Come on, I'll sign them right away. $5,000. Jump and see what's that.
The boys are asleep.
I don't know. I don't think so. Billy's reading. I can hear him.
Well, shall we go in?
Yes, might as well, I suppose. Come along, Doctor.
All right.
What are you doing, boys?
Oh, hello, Mom. I was just reading Treasure Island to Jimmy.
Oh, I see.
Well, you boys have some visitors if you don't think it's too late.
Visitors?
For us? Gee, no, it ain't, isn't too late, Dad.
Very well. Come in, gentlemen.
Oh, Dr. Adams and Griff Miller. Hello.
How are you? Well, how's the ankle, Jimmy?
Much better, thanks, Dr. Adams.
Well, Griff has something to say to you, boys.
Okay.
I just want to tell you, Yellen, that I bought two new flat-bottom rowboats yesterday, and these ain't going to have numbers on them. Nope. All my boats, they all got numbers, of course, but these ain't mine. No. One of them's called the Billy Maynard, and the other one's called the Jimmy Maynard. They're, well, they belong to you, lads.
Yeah. Well,
oh, thanks, Griff. Say, I almost forgot something else. Wait a minute. Here you are, boys.
Huh? Well, what are these?
Two pieces of paper.
Let me see those. Two checks made out on the Cedarton State Bank. One to Jimmy Maynard and the other to Billy Maynard. Each for $1,000.
Gosh,
you see, I ain't never had no schooling, and, well, those is to be tucked away in the bank till you lads is ready to go away to college someday. Well, the doctor will see you down at the automobile. Good night, all.
Good night, thanks a lot. I tell you, I'm overcome.
Oh, Glenn, isn't that lovely?
Griff Miller's heart is like the bottom of his mine shaft. Two very rich veins of gold running in two directions, out towards others and into his own soul.